This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. As we continue our coverage of Agriculture Day at the State Fair, we want to turn our focus to agribusiness in Illinois. Of course, the state is home to many forms of agribusiness. Top of mind are companies such as John Deere and Caterpillar, one of which is still headquartered in Illinois, the other of which is moving to Texas. But as we'll soon learn, there are some companies in agribusiness that you might not think of as connected to the land. Joining us now to discuss the state of agribusiness in Illinois is the Bureau Chief of Marketing, Promotion, and Grants for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Jackie Samburski. Jackie, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Jim Raftus, the market news reporter for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Jim, thanks for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
And I should say to listeners, we are speaking with Jackie and Jim live to tape, as Stephen Colbert likes to say, on Monday afternoon. So we're not taking calls for this or any other part of our show today, but we do love hearing from you. Send us an email to talk@21stshow.org. All right, Jim, for starters, briefly, what is the state of agribusiness in Illinois?
Right now, agribusiness in Illinois is awfully strong. Commodity prices the commodities as they relate back to the oils and to the meals are incredibly strong. And in fact, last Thursday, Illinois set a record in the soybean meal price at $561 a ton. So meal prices are strong, oil prices are strong, commodity prices are strong. Livestock prices are up, surprisingly, you know, with the way that the grain prices are, but they're trending just a little bit higher. We see our export numbers high. I looked at ethanol numbers this morning, and the production that that is coming out of Illinois via Illinois corn and soy oil, it's absolutely amazing what those numbers have looked like and how they've improved just in the last 6 months or so.
I think I understood about 40% of what you said there. So for our listeners who get their mail from somebody who walks and not in a post box at the end of the road, can you put agribusiness in the context of the Illinois economy, where it fits, how important it is to Illinois?
Well, it's certainly one of the largest businesses that and the largest industries that we have in Illinois. So, we think of all the agribusiness, the things that go into supporting the agribusiness world. You mentioned John Deere and you mentioned Caterpillar, which are incredibly strong and long-standing prides of Illinois. They were number two in corn production. So the producers that really drive a large part of the Illinois economy are the farmers and the smaller agribusiness guys, the livestock producers, and everything that comes from that field on its way to the table or on its way into industry or on its way to blending fuels comes from that farm, comes from those producers, and they've done it for an awfully long time.
Sticking with the bigger companies though that people think of, like Deere, like Cat, like ADM, some of them have, like we mentioned, Cat is moving its headquarters to Texas, ADM moved from Decatur up to the Chicago area. Why are companies leaving the state, leaving downstate?
Well, a lot of the agribusiness center of Illinois is Chicago. As companies have moved north, traditionally that's a logical place to center operations from. So in doing so, it's natural, but it's a little it's a little pull of the heartstrings when Caterpillar does leave Peoria, that they've been there, you know, since their inception. So that is a little bit heartbreaking. But on the other hand, the other big producers, the manufacturers and the industry folks of ADM and Cargill still are strong here. Downstate is still one of the biggest producers of crushed soybeans in the world. So a lot of the industry that's centered around the commodity production and the commodity side of the agribusiness world still remains very strong, still remains very much headquartered in downstate Illinois.
Rooted downstate, yeah. Okay. Jackie Samburski, I want to bring you into the conversation now. And as we're talking about agribusiness, you used to work in the private sector of agribusiness. Can you talk about the changing nature of the work in that sector? And I guess I'm thinking specifically of more STEM jobs coming into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was really interesting listening to Jim talk because, of course, we work alongside each other. However, like listening to his perspective on these larger issues is really interesting. And one thing I would add is that, you know, when you drive through Illinois, you're surrounded by corn and soybeans, which if you're from, not from Midwest, especially our international visitors, it's striking. And it can tell you the powerhouse that Illinois is just because of our rich, fertile soil. Now, getting kind of back to your question, we need machinery, we need technology to take that to the next step in processing and technology. So we've got companies like Marquess Energy who are in small little towns like Hennepin who can use our infrastructure, the river system, the railroad system that people kind of forget about. They can move larger quantities than we can, a semi can on the interstate that really only Illinois has. And so when we bring in international visitors, which we have the pleasure of doing working for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, they're shocked at how much we can move, how much we can produce. Now we take them to places like Marquess Energy and they're showing them exactly the stem to process that into the ethanol and other DDGs to be able to supply the world with these quantities. So it's really impressive. Another point that Jim was talking about too is Chicago. We have to face facts, you know, that the world is, it might run out of food. You know, we're facing hunger around the world. And so when we have businesses, urban ag businesses in Chicago who are growing food on rooftops in hydroponic plants and things like that, it's a game changer. So staying on top of those trends, of course, we want to nurture the business that we have with the corn, with the soybean, with our livestock, but also supporting the businesses that are groundbreaking and using technology to produce reliable fuel sources out of waste and growing vertical gardens instead of horizontal gardens. Diversifying our strategy here of how we produce the food, but also making sure that we can keep the relationships that we have on the traditional ag side.
Let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are speaking with Jackie Samburski, Bureau Chief of Marketing, Promotion, and Grants at the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and Jim Raftus, Agriculture Market News Reporter at the Illinois Department of Agriculture, about the state and the future of agribusiness in Illinois. We are taping this conversation Monday afternoon. You are hearing this today on Tuesday, which is Agriculture Day at the Illinois State Fair. Jim, before we started taping, you mentioned you've been coming to the fair since you were 5 years old. You don't have to say what year that was, but can you talk about how you've seen the climate and how that's changed agribusiness and how the farm community has responded to that over the years as it's become an issue that, you know, has been more or less political over the years? There have been some years where it's more salient, where we have droughts or floods and things like that, other years where it's less. How have you seen that changing in the, you know, among farmers in Illinois?
When I started coming to the fair, my mom was a 4-H leader, and she did so for 35 years. So, I mean, we lived on this fairgrounds for, you know, half of August, it seemed like. And at that time, as you say, back when I was a kid, when I was a little bit younger, we were one generation removed from farming with horses. And, you know, you really don't think about that in Illinois, that now we're two generations removed from farming with horses. You know, there's a lot of nice equipment. There's big planters. There's a 36-row international Case IH planter over here that, you know, people 25 years ago couldn't fathom. So what I have seen in my time is size. Everything's just a little bit bigger, you know, and the agribusiness today, the on-the-farm agribusiness, you know, it's one that has to be scalable because there's a generational movement to draw young folks back and get people engaged in agriculture and in agribusiness and production agriculture and in all the facets that feed that ag world. But we lagged behind. We lost some time. We lost some generations there that probably haven't come back to the farm. So I that's contributed to scale. So scale is one. Technology on farm is something that we probably lagged a little bit behind as well at one point in time. We're starting to catch up. I mean, there's been a movement, not only in Illinois, but across the country to move that technology ahead. you know, to utilize some of that data that farmers have collected for years and years and years on farm and not really knowing what to do with. So that movement has started, and it's really progressing. And another thing, we don't see yields. We couldn't fathom yields. Average yields across the board is what we see now compared to what it was years ago. And crop protection and things that go into making our crops better, making our farmers more efficient as they come across the field, it's been an amazing run. I mean, a very amazing run.
Do you see farmers worried about the future beyond the normal things that, I mean, farmers are always worried about, you know, the weather and this year and what's next year, but decades ahead, right? The Midwest is getting hotter. Are we going to have a different mix of crops here in Illinois? How are farmers, how do you see them adapting to that, accepting it, or maybe not accepting it in some cases?
Well, there's certainly some questions there about climate and how it's affected our, you know, our ability to produce and the weather and the things that it allows our farmers to be able to, you know, to do with some regularity. You know, we see in western Missouri now and in southern Missouri, I mean, the cattle markets are trending way high because of lack of feed, lack of pasture. It's certainly something that they're more accustomed to in the West, but we're starting to see it in places in Illinois. I mean, in southwest Champaign County and northern Douglas County and a little bit of eastern Piatt County. Up until the end of July, we're in some really drought conditions. They were dry. I mean, the rains that we've had in the end of July toward the middle of August have certainly helped them and solidified a crop base and a BPA that they can probably profit from. But there have always been certain pockets and places within Illinois. And, you know, the farmer is nothing if he's not adaptable. A worrisome, adaptable individual, I should say. Being one myself, I can throw myself into that crowd.
Sure. Jackie, in the time we have remaining, I do want to talk about emerging agricultural markets in Illinois. I think it's one of my favorite facts that we're a huge pumpkin producer, if not the top pumpkin producer, but now there's this focus on cannabis as well. You mentioned some of the urban gardening taking place. Just talk about that aspect of ag production in Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. We are blessed to have a division that's focused on producing and regulating, of course, the hemp and cannabis market in Illinois. I'd really like to see, and what we're getting work going on is really producing and growing our hemp market. Hemp is an incredible crop. You know, soil depletion is something that our farmers are concerned about too, especially when you're talking about the environmental concerns. And hemp, when it's used as a cover crop, actually returns nutrients to the soil. So it's an incredible crop. It's got a lot of stigma. So even here at the Illinois State Fair, it's a very controversial topic. Now, hemp as a plant is very versatile. However, getting that infrastructure in place and getting the investment to have that infrastructure in place is a big job. And it's going to take people who are committed, and it's going to take people who have the same vision for the crop.
And maybe we should be clear, you can't get high off of hemp, right, that you're talking about, right?
Yes. Hemp is just the plant. When it is over a certain amount of THC, then they call it hot. And they test, and you can determine whether a plant is hot or not. We actually grew some hemp here at the Illinois State Fair last year, and it was not hot in that way, but the Illinois State Police made sure to keep us regulated. But anyways, we definitely are focused on the cannabis market, making sure it's done in a regulated and responsible way. But really, I think there's a ton of opportunity for the hemp market. It can be a textile, rope. We're doing hempcrete demonstrations here at the Ag Tent just this afternoon because it's a really strong building component too. But that processing that we were talking about earlier that is in place for our more common commodities, we need to start building for the hemp market.
Last question, Jim, what do you see as the future of agriculture in Illinois in terms of greater consolidation, greater, you mentioned things getting bigger, more commodities, or more of a return to smaller producers, more locally focused diversity of crops?
I think there's a the locally focused opportunities are certainly going to continue to be a part of Illinois agriculture. I think it'll probably grow a lot in Illinois. I mean, it's become a movement now that people like. They like to know where their food comes from. You know, 10 years ago in Australia, McDonald's actually started putting, they were sourcing every food that they served, and it was on the box. You could trace back to where the fish came from, where the wheat came from to make the buns. And I don't know if we'll get to that point, but it's certainly comforting and to know where your food comes from and how it was produced and who produced it. So I do think that that's going to be a large segment. I think, as Jackie was talking about, as hemp continues to emerge and some of the ag world surrounds it, and the business and the financial world surrounds hemp, I think there's certainly opportunities there with, we could call it alternative, alternative growth. But you know, we're going to continue. We're seeing double crop soybeans in Illinois. You know, fungicides to the point now wheat starting to crop a little bit further north in the state. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that's climate related or if that is an actual production and return related issue, but we're starting to see a little more wheat in Illinois. Markets, farmers are incredible in the way that they can invent themselves and reinvent themselves. And I think the beauty of our department is to give them the tools and the opportunities and the, you know, some of the knowledge and assistance and technical assistance to be able to do that and expand those markets.
Jim Raftus and Jackie Samburski with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More to come on the 21st show. Stay with us.